This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs man who blew up a Tesla Cybertruck outside a Trump hotel in Las Vegas this week indicated he was trying to get America to wake up. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Las Vegas police say Matthew Livelsberger had no known grievances against Trump, but notes on the man's phone indicate the Army Special Forces Master Sergeant was angry with the direction of the country. And he wanted to draw attention to his concerns by creating a, quote, spectacle. Spencer Evans leads the FBI office in Las Vegas.
Although this incident is more public and more sensational than usual, it ultimately appears to be a tragic case of suicide involving a heavily decorated combat veteran who is struggling with PTSD and other issues.
Law enforcement believe he acted alone. They also said they currently have no evidence linking the bombing in Las Vegas to what happened in New Orleans on the same day. Federal officials continue to peel through Livelsberger's writings in his phone about his concerns about the country and troubles in his personal life. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There is avalanche danger in Colorado Central Mountains through the weekend, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. On Thursday, a backcountry skier triggered an avalanche on Berthoud Pass. The skier was carried 100 feet but was able to get out without injuries. The Avalanche Center says it's seeing people trigger slides even on terrain that's not very steep, where they may not expect to be in danger. And there is snow today and tonight for Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.